Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams of riches become.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. When you get time, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and lots of other things there at the website, including the poll question. We ask a different question every month, every week. We want to know what you think, so check that out and all the other things. Thousands, literally thousands of pieces of information that you can read or listen to there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that our friends at the Manhattan Institute have deposited with us, including Dr. Paul Howard, who's senior fellow there, in specializing in the medical industry and the healthcare industry. Paul, thanks again for hanging out with us. Manhattan-Institute.org, is that right?
That's completely correct.
And they can find your work there and all the things that you do.
Absolutely. All my work and all my the work of my great colleagues as well.
Yeah, exactly. Check that out. Manhattan-Institute.com. Paul, we talked about some of the ways to cut costs in Medicare to improve it. We need to raise. They're probably going to raise the entitlement age. They're probably going to means test. Don't you think that's going to be in the future coming down the pike?
Absolutely. I think those would be two small but important steps in the situation. There's already a little bit of means testing in Medicare Part D. They should expand that to the rest of the program. Raise the age to 67. Thank God people are in better health much later in life these days than they were even a few decades ago. So that will save a little bit of money. But the
right.
Big ticket things, I think, you'd appreciate in terms of saying, what would a business do to save money? And
mm-hmm.
One of the things Medicare has to do is, seniors can go anywhere, see any doctor they want, go to any hospital they want right now. They need to have an incentive, a financial incentive, to go to the best doctors, the least expensive hospitals, places that offer high quality at lower cost and drive competition in the system.
See, this is exactly what we've got to have with the entire healthcare system, Paul, not just the seniors. And this is something I've been harping on and reporting on and talking about since I started doing the show in 97. And that is, we've got to create systems where you and I, both of us, all of us, become more healthcare customers, not just consumers. Meaning that we make decisions, smart decisions, about where and how we get our healthcare, as if we were buying the same way we do when we're buying a car. We wouldn't think of being frivolous about buying a car or a house or something like that. We take time. We research it. We look at and we ask people. Where's the best? How do I get it the cheapest? We got to put this back in the hands of the people, don't we?
Absolutely. I mean, and you don't have to have everybody doing it. They know in business school that if you have 20% of the consumers in a market that are shopping intelligently, they will drive change in that market. So you'll have a few early adopters, really smart people who are looking around, and the rest of us get to take the advantage of those smart shoppers. That's the one thing that's not happening today. No one's looking at
yep.
price tags. No one's saying, let me go across the street to get that procedure for half the price that it is on the other side of the street. That's the kind of behavior we need to get in the healthcare system throughout, and you're right, not just in the Medicare program, but in the private insurance sector as well.
I had a procedure done a year and a half ago, and I started checking on what it was going to cost for the insurance to do it, and the baseline was $6,600.
Right.
I started doing some research. I called the doctor who I knew. I call the hospital cost department, and folks, I have no special training for this, Paul. I just picked up the phone and made two phone calls, and by the time I got through, I had the procedure, and it cost me less than $2,000.
Right, absolutely.
Now, I'm self-insured. I have a health savings account, so I'm self-insured up to $5,500. So I wrote that check myself. And that's a good system for me. I like that. And it may not apply to apply to Medicare people. But the point is by just making two phone calls, I cut $4,000 out of the cost.
Absolutely. So you could so many great ways. I was talking to a broker in I think it was Maine a couple of years ago who offered a service where they would say to a business, look, if your employee needs, let's say, just to pick a procedure, a hip. Transplant,
mm-hmm.
we'll take them, we'll fly them down to Boston, we'll put them up in a hotel room, we'll even give them a $100 cash voucher, and we will still save thousands of dollars on the price of that procedure just by going to a lower cost hospital. It's still very right. high quality.
And this is all part of the this is all part of the deregulation system, isn't it? Deregulating how the services are provided.
Absolutely. So right now, the states and the federal government will say who can provide the service, where they can provide it, what certifications they have to have, and so it creates an incentive for the incumbents, you know, people who are in the system, the expensive players, say, oh, no,
right.
those people can't compete with us
right.
if they'll eat our lunch. So they use the regulatory system and the government to keep competitors out.
We've got to lift this unproductive, inefficient veil, folks, off of the system, and then we can find all kinds of efficiencies and solve this Medicare problem. Hey, Paul, thanks for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work.
My pleasure. Thank you.
See you next time. I'll be right back, folks. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.